Hello, I'm Britt Sexton, clinical social worker at MCHC's Knott County Medical Clinic. Unfortunately, one in five people will experience mental health disorders or substance abuse. These conditions have increased in children and young adults. At MCHC, we treat the person while reducing the stigma that is associated with behavioral disorders. With MCHC's sliding scale, you only pay based on your family size and income. MCHC providing better physical and mental health for a longer life.
You know the drill, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. I swear, man, you never know what's going to happen on this show. We could talk golf. We could talk weather. I don't know. SEC basketball's kicked off.
People that have broken jump shots.
Have broken jump shots. You never know.
We would have to rebound for people who have broken jump shots. Yes, I don't
know. Welcome back to another week. You know the drill with Wes and Brady. Man, Brady, you know, the list goes on and on of people we've had on the show, and I feel like every time we get another person on the show, I get more and more excited. Who we got on here today, Brady?
I'll let him introduce himself. Who do we got?
Aaron Harrison here, you know, just joining in on the episode today.
I'm just kidding. We'll introduce. But Wes, give him an introduction.
Man, I don't even know the words appropriate. Live from where the hell we at? Houston, Texas?
Houston.
Live from Houston, Texas. Former Kentucky Wildcat, former Charlotte Hornet, former everywhere. Aaron Harrison.
Thanks. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm ready.
Man, it's intense. You got to have your rapid fire here in a second.
Oh, great. Okay.
I'm glad we have the rapport of, you know, before this show started, we always talk to our guests about, like, you know, we're chill, like, always be calm when you get on here. Like, we're going to say whatever.
Yeah.
It's edited, chill. And you know, when our guest gets on here, like Aaron, he's like, you know, I know you guys. I didn't think it was going to be like a CNN interview. Then I feel good about it. That's what we're going for. So that's,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, so how are things? And I don't know if you're aware, but like here in Lexington, Kentucky, Aaron, we're like under a foot of snow and 2 inches of ice. And what's things like in Houston?
I can't relate to that, but it is kind of cold though. It's like 45-ish. It's pretty cold. It's cold for Houston, but last week it was like 75. So it goes up and down here, but we got a cold week going on right now, but I can't complain.
So you're cold right before the show started. We talked about, I'm curious to hear about this too. I'm kind of glad you brought that up before the show. Tell us a little bit, Aaron, about Brady's golf game.
It's very mediocre. I was very unimpressed. I probably went with him golfing. That was probably the second time I ever went, and I was we were probably pretty even. So I was very unimpressed, very disappointed in his golf game, honestly. If I'm going to keep it 100, no, I was very disappointed.
Well, he's got the attention span of a squirrel, so we only got through like four holes.
Well, I mean,
and he could never the hardest part is he never could find his ball.
Yeah. I mean, well, that was my, like I said, it was my second time playing. That was probably your, you've been playing 100th. Golf your whole life, 100th. Haven't you?
100th.
Exactly. 100th. Exactly. You look like out there, honestly. I'm sorry. I was very disappointed.
What would you say the best part of my golf game was?
Your conversation. You're a nice guy. That's pretty
Good
much it.
conversation.
I can't remember. Did you drive or did I drove? I think I drove the golf cart.
Why would I drive?
Oh, yeah, no, I can't remember. But no, I will give you credit though. You were, I'll
I'm a
give
natural,
flowers,
bro.
you were a lot better than I was to start.
Of course. It's a sport.
Either way, I don't know. You, I really don't know if you only played four holes because
Now we
it
played
was
like
hot.
it was hot, but we played more than four.
Yeah, we did play more four, but he thought it was. See, there was a couple of things I had to teach him. He didn't know what par was. He didn't know what birdie was.
Is my first time ever playing golf ever.
And he didn't eat or drink before he got out there, and it was like 95 degrees.
I guess like the team mom, like I was supposed to bring orange slices or like, well, you didn't like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It just shows you don't golf, man. You got to be
Exactly.
prepared.
So if I don't golf, why didn't you like say, oh, like you should probably bring some water or something? Like, why didn't you just say that?
Move on. Next
Yeah,
topic, Blue.
exactly. All
T
right, next.
team
Next
mom.
topic.
Team mom.
Next topic.
I think I got that one.
Aaron, I want to cover a lot. What we like to do on this show is I really like to highlight you, man, everything that we've had in your career, your life. And I always like to take it back, man, all the way from the start. And I really think I have to start this outside of basketball. As crazy as that sounds, I've heard and I've seen photos that it's possible the twins, Andrew and Aaron, have a little bit of football game in the history as young kids. Did you play some football when you were younger?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, growing up in Texas, that was the most important thing. And just really that's how our like AAU basketball team became a thing from football. Like we just got the guys from our football team or the football league and played. So yeah, but football was I took football more serious than basketball until I was like in like probably in high school. It was just, it was serious. Like little league, we had 200 plays, we had like five uniforms. It's crazy.
Wow. So I got it. I mean, what position? What were
I
we?
was a quarterback. I would say I was a little advanced for my age, like for sure. But yeah, it was fun, man. Football was so much fun. Everyone played like, and football is a sport you don't really have to play all year round, especially as a kid to like be good at it and compete. You just have to be, physical, and so it was fun.
And you don't have to play defense all the time, right?
Well, Little League in Texas, like. If you're good, you play both. Like you're a kid, so
Okay.
you play offense and defense in like middle school and stuff. But like out here when you get to high school, that's probably where it changes. You pick a side or play one way or another.
Okay. I think maybe it's just because I know Kentucky football is way, way different than Texas football, like
Sure.
not in a great way, right? But
Yeah.
I think back to, my little league days, Aaron, and I maybe you're right. And I think the only reason that I didn't get to play any offense and I only played one way was just maybe because of my hands.
Yeah, that's probably a, but it's okay though. I mean, play defense. Wait, what position on defense?
I got to play a little safety.
Oh, you got to catch then. You got to be able to catch.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's all right.
I
Were you
wanted
more
my
of like
time.
a let him catch it, hit him type of safety or okay?
No, I wasn't much of a hitter either. I think, the more we talk about this, I'm starting to realize more and more why my football career was so short-lived, but
I just picture Ed Reed coming up from safety, just
That's what I'm saying. I can see that. I can see
I appreciate that. That's a great comparison, I think, in my mind,
that.
but
To no surprise, my role was I was a kicker.
I'm
Stop
not
it.
shocked.
I seriously was. I could kick.
That can't like that's too perfect, bro. That's not there's no way that's true. Like it's too obvious.
I got tapes. I could kick. I kicked in middle school and a little bit in high school.
You kind of have a like a kicker's name as well, Brady Kennedy, kind of. For sure. You kicked a little bit in high school, like in a
As in,
football game.
yeah. Now, what was the problem was, see, I was like, 'cause I played soccer, so I was late to practice every day. So I got a lineman helmet, so it had like the bars,
No, that's
and
just your head, bro.
I couldn't see the ball when I was kicking it because my head was down. And
You can tell someone else that excuse or whatever 30, 20 years later or whatever, but come on, bro.
I swear.
I think my next conversation with Don Kennedy, the father of Brady Kennedy, is going to be asking for a picture of Little League Brady.
For sure.
I'll try to find it.
I want some footage.
I played wide receiver and D-back.
Okay. First, it was you. You went on and on about kicker, and now you want to throw in, oh, yeah, I played wide receiver. And no, you didn't. You just want to fit in with other skill players on this
podcast. Team. Who were you? Were you a pocket passer, or were you more of like a? What's a comp? Lamar Jackson? Are you like?
No. I wasn't that. I was more of a pure passer than Lamar Jackson, for sure. I wasn't as shifty as that. Obviously, he's the most.
You like?
I like to throw it though. I could run it. Like obviously, I was like younger and fast, obviously, but I like to pass.
So, all right, let me ask you this. This is good lead up. If you would have asked me, I didn't know what position you played, I would have thought Drew was the quarterback out of the really? Two. Just like, because
based on knowing us?
No, based on just Drew was more point guard, like
no, what? but you know me though, so like based on knowing us.
If you would have asked me before this conversation, mm-hmm. I would have thought you were like a wide receiver running
but
back.
But just based on him playing point guard, though, right? Not
yes,
like,
yes, no. yes, okay. yes, yes.
Okay, that's stupid.
I didn't know. I mean,
that's very dumb, but all right.
I don't know. What position did he play?
He played like running back, receiver, you know.
Yeah. It's a valid point. Shit.
That's not really. I guess you got to think the game, huh?
So obviously, you said, Aaron, that you took football a lot more serious than basketball at the start in the younger years. But eventually, you're going to become a standout college basketball player. You're going to play in the NBA. Where did that happen? Where did it happen where you're like, okay, you know, the hell with football. Basketball is my sport. When did that transition happen?
Probably like so you know football after eighth grade you have to like start practicing with your high school team in Texas like right after so and we started traveling with AAU and stuff a lot more around seventh eighth grade so you really had to pick one in Texas you definitely have to pick one it's hard to play both so really I think we just kept growing kept getting a little taller so my brother really couldn't play running back anymore. That wasn't really like that's not really, you know, in Texas that's not really the easiest thing to do on your body.
Because Texas football is for real.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. So, it was just like, and I would say about eighth grade, we would travel and we kind of just start to grow and like, you know, basketball just became a little more popular in the house and you know, so we just gravitated towards that.
Okay, and so. I've got to ask the question since we were doing a little smack talk with football. I've got to know, yeah. You know, Brady brought up the comparison between quarterback, point guard, whatever. Yeah. Like, so what caused, you know, obviously we saw in the Kentucky years to come that Andrew's going to be more point guard, Aaron's going to be more off guard, shooting guard. Mm-hmm. Was it because you didn't have handles, or was it because Drew's shot was so broke? No.
It was just natural. I don't know. I mean, it was always two of us, so it was just natural. Like, I'm more of a – it's just our mindsets. I think I'm more of a scorer, more of a, like, going out there to play. And, you know, and Drew's more of a control the game, handle the ball, break people down. You know?
Okay.
It was just natural, I would say.
I like that. So basketball gets serious. Basketball becomes a household thing as you get a little bit older. You start getting interest. You know, you start realizing, hey, I'm really good at this. And then obviously recruitment comes in the picture. You know, you played in both the Jordan Brand Classic and the McDonald's All-American game. I want to touch on that here in just a second. But let's first talk about when it became apparent that you were going to play high-level college basketball, Aaron. Let's talk a little bit about that recruitment process. How did that start? What was your thoughts on where you were going to end up in college?
Well, I really had no idea where I was going to end up until probably like junior year, but I would say probably like the end of ninth grade summer is when we started getting, the colleges in Texas recruiting us. We started going to the football games and stuff like that. And then by the end of probably sophomore year, it was like every school, all the coaches would come to the games and stuff like that. So it was pretty early on in high school.
Okay. So you go early on in high school, you start getting this recognition, you start getting this attention from colleges. We know ultimately you're going to end up in Lexington at the University of Kentucky. I want to talk about me and Brady kind of like to do this with guests on, we know where you end up, but Aaron, let's talk about that process of obviously, something had to lead you to saying, okay, the University of Kentucky is where I'm going to go. Let's talk about best recruiting visit, worst recruiting visit. Do you have like, is there any kind of memory of you're like, okay, this is what told me, okay, I know where I'm going? Or was there any kind of memory where you were like, okay, this is the weirdest shit I've ever encountered in my life. I'm not going there.
Baylor was like a Christian school. Well, I'm a Christian, but like they had like odd rules like around campus, which wasn't like a big deal to me, which honestly wasn't a big deal to me, but I was like, I don't know about this. That was pretty odd. The best, but like the biggest comparison is, I think my junior and senior year, I went to Kentucky's Big Blue Madness, but my sophomore year, I went to Kansas's, to KU's, and it just wasn't even close. Like, it's a big deal there too, obviously, like crazy deal, but it's just still not even close. And it's hard to explain, like just the magnitude of it, and just like the passion of the people and like the energy and like during Big Blue Madness. Around my years and the years before me, can't compare that to anything, like to anything.
Brady, can you think back to the first, like, obviously with part of your duties at Kentucky involving recruiting, can you remember back to
Wait, you had
back?
recruiting duties?
Yeah.
Are you
Yeah.
kidding me?
I did.
Oh yeah, I don't want to. Yeah,
You
okay.
weren't there. You weren't there. I was too busy rebounding for you when you were there.
No, I didn't really. Sh I should have shot a lot more, honestly.
Well, let me ask you this. People think, all right, what matters the most in recruiting? Like, what doesn't really matter? I know you see kids like colleges, coaches, it's changed
Oh,
since
like
you
what
got.
college coaches think matters.
Yeah, like, no, like in recruiting, right? Like, you got coaches that go watch you play. They take a random Wednesday night to fly and watch you play a high school game. Like, one, does it matter to you a lot to see a coach you're recruiting me is showing up? Like, does that move the needle, or does calling you every day, did that matter? Like,
No,
what
don't call
mattered?
me. Don't do not
What
call
was
me.
a turnoff? Like, was there like a
Don't call me every day. Don't text me every day. But I did. It was cool. I liked it when coaches came to my game and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. I never thought of it like that. Honestly, the recruiting process was like, what was the best thing for me? I didn't think like a coach would just come in to like fly to my games because they love my like personality. So. I don't think that never was like, oh yeah, he came to see me, so he loves me a little more than the next. Nah, not really. I knew like, oh no, this is about like college and they want to win at their school. So it wasn't really, so I always knew like I should make the best decision for myself. I never really thought of it like, oh, they doing this, they care more, or doing this, they care more. It's just their recruiting process.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I've got to ask, like, obviously now, Aaron, recruiting is a lot different. You went through this whole process before NIL existed, before the whole issue of payment and contract and money came about. So it sounds to me like, you looked at places like Baylor, you looked at places like Kansas. major blue blood programs. And ultimately, you said, it was no comparison with
Yeah.
what you experienced at Big Blue Madness in Kentucky. But now NIL's there. So let's switch this up a little bit. Let's make this interesting, right? Like Kansas says, hey, Aaron, I've got $2.5 million on the table for you.
Yeah. Wait.
Kentucky's still out of the, Kentucky's still a totally different story or not?
Are you serious? I love
it's
Kentucky. I love Kentucky a lot, like for sure, but that's not even like that's nothing to talk about, like of course.
I mean that's but that's like it's just like in like NFL professional sports, like do you really think that some of these players want to go play in like an
No, do
ex
you
state?
really think they care?
That's what I'm
Like, do
saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
I don't think like anyone is gonna be like unless you're making like ridiculous amount of money, which
Right.
there's about 100 athletes like that make ridiculous amount of money that you can't. But $3 million, hey man, 2.5, hey, I'm going. All right, cool.
Well, I'll throw this curveball at you then. Would there been any money in the world to split you and Drew in college?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah.
Like if one school, like let's just say
If
hypothetically,
it went like that, like if the offer was that crazy, like, oh yeah, for one of y'all, we get like double. Like, of course. Like, I just don't see that, bro. I don't see that. Man. That
I don't
doesn't
see how there never would have been probably a situation that would have happened because you'd have both gotten the, you know what I
make
mean?
exactly. Like, yeah, that doesn't make sense. I feel like it's more. It would be more of a like a marketable thing for the college and stuff with my old twin.
I agree
I'm
with you,
married
but
to a twin, so I get what you're saying.
yeah, you know.
No, I like it. I like it. So, yeah, okay. Well, that makes me feel good. Kentucky is where you end up. I mentioned earlier, Aaron, that you played in both the Jordan Brand Classic and you played in the McDonald's All-American game. I want you to kind of tell us, because I know a lot of our listeners watch those games religiously. Like they talk about, new Kentucky recruits that are coming here that, they're McDonald's All-Americans, et cetera. Was there a comparison between those two games? Was there one of those scenarios that you were like, oh, I thought way more about this one than I did the other one?
Are you talking about the McDonald's game and the Jordan game?
Yes.
I really hated both of them, honestly.
Why is that?
I just wasn't like an all-star game, McDonald's All-American, meet all these dudes and hang around them like I like them and all that. No, it just wasn't my thing. Oh, I never liked camps or I like camps when I was in high school just to go like, oh, I can this dude's they say this dude's like good and I'll go kill him. But other than that, I hated camps and I hated all-star games. And now if I could go back, I would take it much more differently. I would take it like a tryout, but as a kid, I hated it. I didn't want to like hang around the dudes I didn't know. I didn't want to like be around. I just didn't. I like going to play basketball, going home, you know what I'm saying? But that was just like a show.
Yeah. I get that. I got to bring up, you hated camps as a player, you hated the All-Star games as a player. But I've got to bring this up, Aaron. One of your let's keep the word camp involved, but you get to the University of Kentucky and one of every player's first experiences at UK is the John Calipari basketball camps back in the time of your reign. And obviously it's a little bit different. You're not playing in the camp. You're kind of interacting with the fan base. And I've got to pull this up. I showed Brady this earlier. I don't know if you can see this as good. I'm going to take you back to like 2015. It gets kind of blurry when I go close.
Oh, is that me in the middle?
That's me and one of my camp teams here at UK back
Okay.
2015. And I guess the biggest question about this, Aaron, I don't know if it's because we didn't know in the picture. Everybody is like looking like they're having a miserable time, and you're the only one smiling in this pic.
I was probably, yeah, I don't know. I was excited about our, it's probably the end of the day or something.
What's that like? What's that like, Aaron? You know, coming to UK, obviously, most of our listeners are the Big Blue Nation. We have a few outside of Kentucky, but most of our listeners are the Big Blue Nation. We know what they think about you guys when you get there, but what's it like for you when you first get to UK? One of your first experiences in the summer being camp. What's that like?
I mean, it's a good way to like meet your teammates and stuff and interact with the staff, and so it's a good way to do that, and it's a good way. I feel like we used to get paid for that, I think,
You
and
did, yeah.
so we used to be excited about that. That was the only NIL we got back in the day. That's why
Back
you
in
were
the
smiling
day.
so big. Yeah, that's why, honestly. So I was ready for that check. Now
I have to
camp was
say,
fun. Camp was always fun. I
yeah.
mean, it broke up the summer day because there's no one there in the summer. There's no kid. There's no
Oh, it
students
was
or.
fun. It was fun.
There was fun moments.
Okay.
I mean, you guys,
Funny. Fun, I would
you
say
guys
there
just
were
showed up.
funny moments. Yeah, funny moments. Yeah.
There was times. I mean,
There's
sorry,
always fun times at
not camp
camp.
was
Nah, yeah. Well,
fun.
you need it though. You need it. That's how you like start to like interact with each other and stuff. So. So, Aaron, we've started. We talked about at the very first of the show before your amazing introduction that we had there that we introduced you to the show. But we talked about how Kentucky has started SEC play. So you have experienced, I feel like, all of Kentucky basketball firsthand. You've experienced SEC play, you've experienced NCAA March Madness runs. Let's talk about now that Kentucky has entered SEC play. They've had their first win against Florida at home, going up against Georgia on the road to start SEC play. Was that any different than what you expected? Obviously, the SEC really good this year in college basketball, but talk a little bit about SEC environment versus other regular season environment at the University of Kentucky.
Well, it's just fun. I mean, honestly, when we went on the road, the environment was a little more like hectic. Our fans are like loud, you know, like loud, and they're cheering for us. You know, other arenas you go, you never know what you're gonna get. They're gonna be yelling, booing, doing all type of, you know. So SEC play was just fun, like, because everyone gave you their best game. Everyone knew the game was going to be on TV. Everyone knows, like, everyone's always talking about us. So we always got everyone's best shot. And you just never knew who was going to give you a good game, who was going to come out and play. So it was a good time for sure.
You experience that with every coach we've had at the University of Kentucky. Obviously, John Calipari said it. Mark Pope has said it. Everybody, Kentucky is everybody's Super Bowl. Can you relate to that with what you were just saying?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's literally exactly what I was saying. Just no matter who we play, and they want to beat us, they're tired of hearing about us. The coaches want to beat Cal. I'm sure we beat whoever we're playing against. If they're from wherever you're from, I'm sure you've been beating up on them your whole life. So
And sometimes fans want to come fight you, right?
yeah, I
Do
mean, yeah, at Arkansas, right?
I know I was trying to think of the game, and I pulled it up on Google, and it's you just standing there like
And I'm just
loving
like,
this game.
you know when people like do things just for the crowd, like I'm like, so you think they're gonna like let us fight right here or what? Just
Oh, the thing is like that man, if he'd have fought you, like you would have been the one in the news, right? Like
yeah, of
it
course.
wouldn't have been like he's got nothing to lose, but that was
Yeah,
crazy.
he would have. That would have been like the moment of his life too. It's probably, maybe he is, but
Well, who would have won
won what?
the fight?
I don't know, but I would have took it way further than him, hopefully. Sure.
What would you say was the hardest road environment?
Ooh, that's a good question. Auburn has a weird,
I was gonna say Auburn, yeah.
but they weren't as good as they were now, like when I was
But
there.
Auburn, I think Auburn and Florida was awkwardly good because they had the student section on the sideline.
Florida and Tennessee had a weird court. Everybody got a weird court. The hardest place to play though,
South Carolina was big,
South
like
Carolina is hard to play, bro.
crazy.
It's always that one person that goes crazy, but the whole team plays.
South Carolina's crazy because the fans have like students have floor seats. Remember, they're like standing there on the
It's
floor.
just—it's like dead, but it's not.
Like, yeah.
What was your thought about? I'm always curious to hear players' standpoints on Vanderbilt because your bench is
Oh,
on the
yeah.
baseline instead of the
I was
side.
gonna say them, but they're not good, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But just a different experience, right? Of being like,
it's such a it pisses me off, honestly. Like y'all just being different, and y'all suck. So.
Man,
you,
you're just a hater, man.
I'm hating on Vanderbilt.
But it's an advantage for them, though. Like, I mean, it's
how?
something
No, no,
tricky.
but like, I need evidence that it's an advantage.
That's actually a good. I mean,
Good point. Good point.
That's not an advantage at all. That actually makes people probably focus more. Like, okay, now I know they don't like. Now I have to focus more on the game. So now, you know, that probably makes people focus more. Honestly,
yeah.
You know, but they're like a smart. You know how smart people think they're way smarter than everybody else, and you're not.
What was your favorite part about, like, did you like playing at home or on the road more? I personally like, I know it's, I liked going on the road more because I like seeing something new. I like people yelling.
Hopefully we don't have to like get up for class the next day or something. That's why I like the road. I like I like traveling, like the way we travel. We traveled like an NBA team kind of.
Yeah.
But nah, come on. You can't compare a home game. Like, come on, you can go out after.
So have you, Aaron, have you got to watch a lot of, you know, obviously you're in Houston. You've had your playing career going on, but have you gotten to watch a lot of the SEC play so far this year? SEC, obviously, you know, you've got multiple teams ranked in the top 25.
Yeah.
Have you got to watch any SEC basketball? What's your.
I've been watching Arkansas and UK. I watched Tennessee the other day. I watched Auburn play Duke. I've been watching some games here. Now, this is like probably the most I've watched college basketball in a while, but to be honest, I don't really pay attention to that much outside of like Kentucky and the SEC. So,
Yeah.
SEC is looking like impressive, like the old Big East or whatever. Like they have, we got, you know, players at every school, like at a high level that are, you know, anybody can be beat. We don't know. I literally, you know, like right now, you don't know who's going to win the SEC. So.
Well, it's, you know, Aaron, it's so crazy because we've looked at things like me and Brady have talked about on this show in particular, like you've got teams every day that Kentucky's ranked sixth in the country as of this week, but who knows, like with these road games you're going to this week is you beat Florida at home, but you're going on the road to unranked Georgia this week. Who knows what's going to happen down there, right?
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, I mean, it's been like that for a while. Obviously, it's like the top is a little more heavy, but it's always been like that. It's always been, you could go to South Carolina and lose, or Mississippi State and lose, or whatever. So,
when are you coming to a game? Come on up.
I need your help getting to a Kentucky basketball game. That is, all right. Thank
I
you.
said, come up.
Thanks
I'm not
for the
saying you
invite.
can invite.
No,
I'm not.
thank you for the
I'm not
invite.
saying you got to invite me. I'm saying just come
No,
to Lexington.
that's not.
We'll
I'm
go
sorry.
to
Thank you
to Malone's.
Thanks for welcoming me to a basketball game. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You can come up to a game. We can go to Malone's.
No, I can. Can you? No. Can you?
I never said I would.
When's
I would
the
have
last?
to
No, wait.
you.
Why do you say come catch a game? When's the last time you've been to a game?
I went with Wes the other day. Wes has season tickets.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, you can come to Lexington, enjoy the city.
If Wes doesn't want you to go with him, you're not going to go.
Kids are on campus.
Kids are on campus.
Just, it's more of, there's more people here than it was TBT.
I don't campus. What am I going to do on campus, Brady? I'm 30 years old.
You can bring a date. You can treat
No,
it
I
to
don't want to.
a.
Ridiculous.
I feel like that's the question, Aaron. Like, let's say you get a call today that, hey, you've got free tickets to a UK basketball game against, what's our next home game?
When do we play Arkansas?
February, like the first, is when we play Arkansas. Cal comes to town. You've got free tickets. Who are you bringing to the game? Is it me and Brady? Is that who you're picking to bring to the game?
No, I don't know. That'll be a tough choice. End of the night, yeah. Last choice. Like, why not?
Just kidding.
Well, here's your opportunity. I don't know, Aaron, if you're single, if you're dating right now, what's going on, but here's your opportunity. You're in front of the camera. Pitch it.
I mean, honestly, there's nothing to pitch.
You got nothing to offer.
No.
You have nothing to offer.
I have nothing to pitch. Come live the night of your dreams. After that, I don't know you, honestly. But honestly, no. That life. Hopefully, I'm just meet somebody, start a family soon. I'm ready to settle down, honestly. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, man. That's good to hear. Let's talk about real quick your time in the Hornets, because I was there with you.
Yeah, you were.
What was it like playing for Michael Jordan? Like him being around? Was it cool? Like when you
it
first saw him?
Cool. Like he's probably the only person that was like, oh, like I'm a little starstruck. This is Michael Jordan type, you know? It was pretty cool, but he wasn't like around. I don't know him. Nothing like that.
Had you met Michael Jordan before then?
Oh, before then, nah. No, I did. I met him at the Jordan game. But
well,
I never
I would say that was the big thing with MJ was when we were there, people would come into their pre-draft workouts and they would see Michael Jordan walk through the door and then they'd have to produce. And some people like got a little bit nervous. You know what I mean? Like I was a little bit nervous. I mean, he is the best player ever. And we can debate that on here if you want. I don't know.
We can debate it. We can debate it, honestly.
Who do you think's the best?
The best? You're saying, but people want to say the best. Like, I think Michael Jordan's peak is like way higher than anyone will ever touch ever. But the best player ever is LeBron.
LeBron's the most versatile.
Like player, like on the basketball court, he can play the one through the five, like best overall player. Like he can fit in on any five and be effective. And you can put him on any position, any lineup, he can help. But that doesn't like Michael Jordan's like the. Like he's like the reason like basketball is in China and Europe and like it's like just a different level. I don't know. It's a different level. And if he didn't, I heard Stephen A. Smith say this and it made sense, even though like it's Stephen A. Smith. Come on. But anyway, he said if Michael Jordan didn't go play baseball, he'd have won 8 championships in a row. And if he would have did that, I don't think we would be talking about like if LeBron James is better than him or not. I don't think so.
I mean, he's like Kobe in a sense of like in style.
Ooh.
MJ, like
his way. He is like Kobe, but he's way more dominant than Kobe was.
He is, but that's what I'm saying. Like Kobe wouldn't fit. Like they both play the same role.
Right.
If that makes sense.
I think LeBron has the best role in NBA history. Like what he can do is the best. Like he can do the like you know, but. Michael Jordan was like the best player in the NBA by such a big gap in like his dominance was such a big gap between everybody else at his peak and like how he was like the scoring champ. He was the best player and the best defender and winning every year. Come on, bro.
Would I this is kind of crazy. I would say top five, mm-hmm. Steph Curry. His numbers are crazy. It's stupid. It's crazy.
Okay.
He has a point. Like a talent wise, like pure talent. Steph.
He's not even actually that's horrible because pure talent, he's not even close to he's not top 50.
Steph is the all time leading shooter. Like
Steph Curry's a top five talent of all time. No. Paul George has more talent than Steph Curry. There's plenty of people that has more talent than Steph Curry.
I think I'm gonna side with Aaron on this one. I think all the time.
Talent.
And
But I
Aaron
will say,
Brady, both of you touch on this, like.
Steph, though, I'd say he's changed in our era. He's changed the game more than anybody.
Influential? Yes, I
No,
think.
for sure, for sure. I wouldn't say no, but saying he's like a top five talent is like, that's just simply not true.
He's skilled, man. Like,
And but that's not what talent is though.
okay, well then I'm flipping it. He's skilled, top five
And the
skilled.
reason he changed the game so much is because like his talent is his skill. Like he's not like gifted where I can go run and jump from the free throw line, or I can't like do something crazy, but I can shoot a three. And everybody thinks they can shoot a three. So that's why he changed the game so much, because any people feel like I don't have to be a freak athlete to be Steph Curry. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I agree. That's a good point.
I agree with
I'll give
you.
you a point on that.
What's
But
your
he's
thoughts?
definitely. Go ahead, Blue.
I was just going to say, Aaron, what's your thoughts on, I've always kind of explained the MJ as far as Steph. I've always said I feel like he's one of the top influential players. But if we talk MJ, LeBron, I've always kind of defined, I think LeBron is the best player of all time. And I've kind of defined MJ as the greatest player of all time.
I agree with that for sure. Yeah,
There we go.
his run and his impact is like great. Like Michael Jordan is like equivalent to the word basketball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. And his dominance is crazy. Like, I don't think people always forget because LeBron has this many points. LeBron is about longevity. LeBron has played the best for the longest, but his peak, like, I wouldn't take LeBron. Michael Jordan's first, like, middle 10 years, I wouldn't take LeBron's middle 10 years over Michael Jordan's middle 10 years. That's not even close. That's not close.
That's
Who's
fair.
the best? Who's the best player that you've played with or against?
Myself, honestly.
Great answer.
Best player I played against like LeBron, Kobe. I played with Dirk Nowitzki. Probably the I was in their prime the most that I watched the most was Kemba Walker. Like when he was going to get his max contract, he was going crazy, and I was riding the bench on in Charlotte watching that. So,
I was a crazy when you guys went on that playoff run.
oh yeah,
Were you?
I was a part of that, huh? I had a suit on, but.
No, I don't think you would. No, you were. I think because me and Mark went to that game, and it was Vince. It's when you guys had to close it out, and D Wade went crazy in Charlotte
I definitely had a suit on.
and Miami.
Oh, in Miami. Oh, yeah. And they beat the Charlotte, right?
Yeah,
It
you
wasn't
guys. No, it wasn't in Miami. They were playing Miami, but you guys.
in Charlotte. It's game six. And
Yeah.
deep, like two like crazy shots to beat us. Yeah. I was in a suit, bro. Trust me.
What you're it looked like a JCPenney $40 off the rack suit.
No, but one thing we're not going to talk about with me is clothes. Like, come on.
Already know. I went out with you and Brady once this summer, and I mean, yeah, we're not going to talk about
Yeah,
clothes.
because Brady dresses like Dwight from The Office, honestly. I just hate the way he dresses. You dress weird, like you're just like you're
Well,
undercover. You know, it's like odd. Like you don't want to dress that way, but you do. Like, and you can't help yourself. It's odd.
next topic, man. I this is what I wear. I'm pretty plain guy.
For sure, very basic, plain, bland.
I'm a polo on a golf course, khaki shorts.
What?
I dress the same like I'm on a golf course, polo.
Yeah, well, don't do. You suck out on a golf course, so don't do that. Very, very below average. No, you're about average, and I was just shocked. Like, I feel
Did
like
you get any gloves?
yes, bro. You can't beat me at all anymore. Like right now.
Are you do for real golf? Like, are
And
you golf?
I'm dead serious.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't have clubs.
I
I
promise.
will. He was using. He was blue. He was using my clubs that were like really short. I will. They were built for like a 6 foot
No, Brett,
person.
I got lessons and everything since then.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's settled. The next time Aaron comes to Lexington, maybe for the Arkansas game,
It's up.
we're gonna, even if it's February, the snow, we're gonna go to the golf course and we're gonna play.
We got to do that.
Simulator. There's some simulators in town.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can. Hey, no, you have no. I'm on the simulator like 5 times a week.
Seriously?
Yes.
Perfect. I don't know if you're telling the truth or not. I'm on Call of Duty five
Actually,
times a week. You on there?
there's a difference between there's men and there's boys.
I
Hey, now we got to get on Call of Duty though. We don't need
know, Wes. I just realized he plays Warzone.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to let us know. We got, another name that you're pretty familiar with, and I feel like it's the perfect time to bring that up. Aaron is the name of Travis Branham, former guest on the show, but he does some Call of Duty. Me and Brady get online and play with him. Maybe there's like a foursome that goes on Call of Duty with me, you,
Which,
Brady, and Travis.
yeah, but this is something that I will admit that Brady may be better than me at Call of Duty.
Got my headset.
I do know how to survive. I do know how to follow people. I do know how to be a follower.
Okay.
Nice. I'm a good teammate.
One question,
That's me.
Aaron, I told Blue this. Do you remember 5-minute shooting?
Yeah, of course. Do you remember?
Yeah. You guys just shot the ball. Dude, if you had to pick between me or Telly, Travis Branham, and Blake Perkins,
Blake
and
was
you,
last.
what one are you cutting to rebound for you?
Blake is the first one cut because he's so pissed, like it's our fault. Like it's so funny, bro. Blake's he's out.
Dude,
I love Blake. But he
Blake
was
got remember when
curious.
Blake got his nose broke? Remember when Blake got his nose broke? You might not remember that.
From like Julius or something like that.
Yeah, he went back and hit his elbow on Julius, like flailed. Crazy. He's
I've
a
heard.
father. He's married with a kid.
Yeah, isn't he like 38 or something?
Working on Wall Street.
I bet. And look at you.
Hosting a podcast.
Hosting a podcast with Wes Smith.
Hey, I'm right here.
Aaron, I've heard stories about, I don't know if you were involved. I've heard stories about some of the Kentucky managers, including Brady, Travis, Blake, having an intramural team.
Oh yeah, did we get banned from coming?
What?
Yeah, so they had
No,
a
you guys kicked out the league.
y'all are soft. We had an
You
interview
got us kicked out the league.
represent us like they're the basketball man. They're playing, they're getting schooled. And we're
You got
there.
us.
We're there.
You
We're there
got us kicked
supporting the team, maybe a little too supportive. And
out.
they
You got us kicked out of the league. And I'll tell this story so that you can then we
But
were playing.
that
No.
that made a statement, bro. That made a statement like don't, like you know what I'm saying?
This is our Super Bowl. We get our one every Tuesday night was our night that we would go play. You all would watch.
About us, huh?
Huh?
We came in there and made it about us.
You did.
Sorry.
Imagine that.
I'm so sorry for that, and I like deeply apologize for that. And I hope you
We
laugh.
were one. No, for people that don't know, if you get three technical fouls in a game, you get thrown out. Like you can't advance to the playoffs. And we needed one win to get to the playoffs. And Brian McGee, if you remember him, he got a technical to start the game. And then I think Joel played with us. Remember? Because Joel got the ball out of the rebound and like he like threw it to the ref too hard and he got a technical. And then we're like, there's like 3 minutes left in the game. And Drew gets on top of the like bleacher, like the bench, because you guys would sit on our bench, so like technically you were part of our team. And Drew just goes crazy on this ref, technical, and then we're done.
Yeah, game over. Suspended. Malice in the past.
Suspend.
I think Ort had to go in front of like the board of intramurals.
That's if you waste your time going in front of the board of the Emeralds, you got too much time on your hands. Or I'm not surprised, but I'm a boy. Go in front of the board. Kiss my
The intramural board.
Oh, the board for like play around sports? Like what? What the get the f out of here.
We'll have to get what happens, the real story, what happened. I would love to
I
know.
definitely remember getting kicked out and we definitely got in trouble for that. And I definitely they made us run for that.
Do you remember when Ort? I mean, can you imagine Ort's? We all know Ortelli on here. Can you imagine Ort, his him defending himself in the intramural like that when he had to go in like in front of
Yes,
them.
that's like he and that bitch dead serious. Or it's in there
Oh
disrespect.
yeah.
Well, we honestly, if you look at here on rule book class A at Act Three, that they're actually allowed to, you know what I'm saying? Like I can
And
see
you got
why.
to think your best Jersey accent, right?
For sure. Like he's dead serious. Like he had his
Like
ankles taped.
Soprano, like Sopranos going in there, mafia.
No, Dada. He had his ankles taped for sure. Sure. Taped.
Yeah. Well, we never played another intramural game after that because
Banned.
I don't my T-Max.
I know
So
you had a fit too. I remember you had like a lot. You were ready. You had your clothes laid out the night before.
it's our Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. And we came and made it about us.
Imagine
A
if
shame.
it would have been imagine if it would have been national championship or national championship against UConn, and I would have done something like that to you guys.
I mean, if you want to compare that, I mean, I guess. Know what type of IQ you have, like if you want to compare that. Shut up. The
Saying.
national championship game in oh, you're comparing that to a game. It was six different games going on at once, and you know, half y'all running around with headbands and on, like looking crazy. Man, shut up. There was a board of intramurals, and I'm gonna go explain myself to people who are in charge of sports that don't count. No.
That might be the highlight of this episode is that there's an intramural board.
Come on, man.
The thing, speaking of band, Aaron, we had Dakari Johnson on this show previously, and he expressed to us that he at one time got banned from Tally-ho in Lexington as a restaurant. So I've got to know, after Dakari got banned from Tally-ho, I've got to know if there's any Lexington establishments that Aaron Harrison has been banned from.
Where we can't go, probably like Kentucky State University, but that's another story.
I don't even know that story.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous about that one.
Banned from, banned from, banned from.
Well,
I don't know. I do have a story. I do have a story. I do have a story. We lost the game, and we came and we were on punishment. We couldn't leave the dorm. We couldn't leave the lodge, and it was snowing, and all of our cars were snowed in, and everything. We had a curfew. We couldn't leave, and we were out there shoveling snow like at 2 o'clock in the morning to leave. Like we were all sneaking out, and they got us all on camera, like all on camera shoveling, like about the correct, like everything, doing stupid. All right. So next day before practice, they come bring us in the office, like five of us, and they show us shoveling the snow and like. So we just ran until we all just quit basically that day. So yeah, I think that we had like that's when Robes started coming to check us for curfew every day. So I feel
that's
like
right.
I wasn't banned from anywhere, but I left my mark in Lexington for sure.
So where were we going? Where were we
We
snuggling?
were all going different places. It was one of those nights we're coming off a late night, lost.
For reference, he was banned. Dakari was banned by Tally-ho by Kenny Payne.
That was more like a diet thing.
But he was banned by KP because he kept gaining weight.
Yeah, that wasn't. Dakari not causing problems or nothing. That was just like a diet or something.
We did talk about the night Dakari was walking back late and Kenny or KP caught him walking. And that's what we were talking about. KP was everywhere.
285 pounds. You can't catch someone. Like, hopefully, he wasn't hiding because he's walking down the street. You're 7 feet tall. You're not hiding.
We've also talked about KP's just ability to figure out where everyone is at any given moment.
There's something called managers and snitches like Brady.
No,
It is.
no.
The rat. Brady is a
Dude,
rat.
I promise you, dude. He knew everything before we knew anything.
Because, bro, you know why. I don't want to drop no names. I don't want to say no name, but y'all had a rat on y'all. And you know it too. You know who it was. You know who it was. Like, but it's all right.
Really don't.
Sorry. I left my mark. That's all I'm gonna say.
Speaking about leaving your mark, Aaron, one of the last things we have to talk about before you're off this podcast, going back to more of a civilized note of your time at the University of Kentucky. I love all of the things that listeners may not know about Aaron Harrison, but one of the things that they for sure know, every listener of this podcast knows about Aaron Harrison is, let's flash back to 2014. We're in the NCAA tournament, March Madness, and there was just a series in that tournament where Aaron Harrison was going to hit the shot to carry us on. And we're talking U of L, we're talking Michigan, Wisconsin, three huge buzzer beaters to continue Kentucky's run in the NCAA tournament. And all looked so confident, Aaron. Is there any of those shots from 2014 March Madness that you were like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make this one or not?
I mean, you never like, I was never like 1,000% sure, but I always knew like I was gonna take it. If it came to me, I was gonna take it. And I've said this before. This is self-proclaimed, but I think I've made more game winners in my life, like officially, unofficially, than anyone ever. Like from elementary school to all to now, I think I've hit more game winners than anyone ever. I will put that out there, even though
Is
it's
there
track, but
which one do you like the most that wasn't at Kentucky? Like, did you have one like as a
was
kid?
at Kentucky.
Yeah, like in high school or
I
no one
mean,
ever.
high school, I have one like low key on my Instagram. That was against one of my high school, like my AU teammates. What else? What else? What else? I don't know, bro. I have countless. I had one like last summer in like this little pro-am. It was funny, but yeah. But I mean, yeah. The last shot, I just feel good about it.
What about, so let's back to 2014. Was there any of those shots in that tournament that you were like, that Aaron, you were like, I just made that shot?
No, I didn't really hit me until like it didn't hit me for a while. Like honestly, after the Wisconsin game, like right after the game, it didn't hit me until after we lost and everything, and then like you get over the loss, and it took a while for sure. But I definitely like, after that was the one I hit against Wisconsin. I wasn't aware of what I did. Like I wasn't in the moment for sure.
You wish you kind of just wish you could teleport right back to Lexington after you hit it though. Right?
I mean,
Like I would have loved, dude, the pictures and videos of Lexington when you hit that. You just wish that you could have shot it and then like
teleported.
teleported right to like
I know. Yeah,
limestone.
I've seen videos and stuff, but it's nothing like being there. That's pretty cool. Like that's like being a part of history like that and having that type of effect on like somewhere you went to school like that part of that type of moment in history is pretty cool.
Well, and Dallas, obviously the one in Dallas was in your home state. That was kind of dope.
Yeah, that was dope. Sure. It was all fun. Like honestly, bro, that was
Was
like a it happened so fast, and like now I sit back and you can realize like, oh man, you are a part of history. I can enjoy it. But when you're going through, you don't really enjoy it. You don't even really understand that people are going to talk about this for the next 10, 20, 30, whatever years.
Was I'll tell you my opinion on it, but what was more fun, 2014 or the 38-1 team? Like in terms of like,
Okay,
ooh,
I'm gonna ask you the
I'll tell
same.
you my opinion.
Fun as in like man, like for the first year because I just we was a little closer, like the team was a little closer and we sucked. So like when you suck, you got to be close, like because it's like oh man, this we about to go. He about to oh all right, he about to kill us today. Like so we got to be close. It's different. But the other team that was I feel like that like the year behind that was like the first wave of like the young boys. Like that was like the first wave of like. Like how it
Yeah.
like switch from like this to how it is now to like the NIL new Instagram way. I think maybe the year after me, maybe 2 years, that was like when that first really started.
Well, that was, you got to think, because like Kentucky was coming off of an NIT. And then by the time that whole run was going, he put Dakari in the starting lineup and we were five freshmen.
Yeah.
And it was, I think 2014 was way more fun. Like, how it was you how he started, it sucked, but then like the run was just like made it worth it. That was more fun because no one expected it, but we had the talent. 38-1, I feel like, was just like stressful. Like
Stressful, bro. Like
like
you gotta play so well in such a small amount of time. You know you coming out. You know, like it was stressful.
and you guys were expected to win by 15 every game, not just win.
Yeah, for sure. So
You just couldn't really enjoy it as much. It's almost like, I don't know. I'm not saying a loss would have helped. I don't think it would have. I just think that we were so good. When you're expected to win it all, it's like,
and it was just how if you have so many people you never no one's ever playing at their best. Everyone's playing at like their 80 percentile because you can't really get going if you know like, oh, I'm splitting this, I'm splitting this. No one else, no one, like you don't split it. Like you play until you come out, but you don't like, oh, I'm getting to the 5 minute mark, I'm coming out no matter what. We're all coming out no matter what. That's a different whole different mindset. And like you gotta really think that would have been, but I think that's a part of coaching. Coach knew that, but you have to be able to get people to understand, okay, you're not gonna be able to get your whole game off, or this isn't gonna be about, you know, showcasing yourself, but you got to figure out how to showcase yourself in this amount of time. No, and that's probably like the most stressful thing about it to me.
which y'all did a really good job on it though.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, dude, looking back, I mean, how much talent was on that team is pretty insane.
For sure. It was fun. And that's one thing too, you never really think. I mean, obviously you don't know how people are gonna turn out. But yeah, that was just, you know, you definitely didn't think about it like that when you were there. We definitely weren't like, oh man, this is gonna be 30-0, 32, whatever. I never thought about it like that.
It was crazy though. The UCLA game was nuts when they
Yeah.
didn't score for like the first 9 minutes.
Yeah, that was fun. And we went home after that. Oh yeah.
Just love going home,
Memories.
man.
Yeah, I did.
Bahamas trip, that was the best.
I can't.
Feel like that's the one thing I get jealous on these podcasts, listening to Brady and the guests, is like some of
But
these
don't let
trips, like the Bahamas.
not involved. Trust. So don't let Brady like get you jealous. Trust me.
I
Brady's
wasn't involved
nothing to be jealous about. Brady has no support like that.
I love it. I love it. Aaron, listen. I have to thank you again for being on the show. You know the drill, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Wes Smith, Brady Kennedy, Aaron Harrison.
You know the drill with Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Presented by MCHC.